This is JIS News. Coming up, GSAT students to have 7 placement choices. National Water Commission to procure solid state meters, and Lower House passes new Road Traffic Act. The news in detail after this message.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 Jamaica Gospel Song and the Jamaica Children's Gospel Song competitions. Singers and songwriters, submit your entries now. There are over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Deadline is Friday, November 27, 2015. Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and other details, or any JCDC parish office island-wide.
You know, a whole heap of youth smoke weed and sound, you know.
For real, no. But you have some friends who smoke weed in the gully behind school. And when graduation time come, my youth, none of them no graduate.
The only high grade I want is on my C-Sec.
Target shoot, the future comes first!
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Now the news. The new Road Traffic Act was passed by the House of Representatives on Tuesday. It was piloted by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. The government took the decision to repeal the existing Road Traffic Act, promulgated in 1938, and replace it with a new act that is in keeping with international best practices for road safety. It was also noted that since the old act was promulgated, there has been phenomenal development in the design of motor vehicles and roads, thus rendering various descriptions and requirements in the act obsolete. The bill covers areas such as the establishment of the Island Traffic Authority and its functions, the road code, classification of vehicles, revocation of certificate of fitness, application, grant and refusal of learner's permit or driver's license, and offenses relating to the licensing of a driver. The legislation will next be sent to the Senate for approval, after which it may then be passed into law. The National Water Commission, NWC, has signed a $7.23 million contract with German-based company DIEHL Metering to procure 50,000 solid-state meters. The project is being funded by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, under the NWC's Kingston Metropolitan Area Water Supply Improvement Program. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says the initiative will improve the NWC's services to its customers.
The specific objective of the KMA Water Supply Improvement Program is to increase the operational efficiency of the NWC by improving the quality of its services to Kingston and St. Andrew, referred to as the KSA, as well as reducing related costs. This includes the reduction of operational expenditure by reducing non-revenue water while maintaining or reducing energy costs.
Minister Pickersgill was addressing the signing ceremony at the NWC's offices in New Kingston Tuesday. The first shipment of 8,000 meters is slated to be delivered by the end of November this year. The remaining meters are to be delivered in 2016. Meanwhile, President of the NWC Mark Barnett says the solid-state cold water meter project undertaken by the Commission will be rolled out on a phased basis. He says installation of the meters will be carried out by the NWC on residential premises in the Kingston and St. Andrew region. Commercial entities will also be outfitted with the new meters. Mr. Barnett says the devices, which are among a new generation of metering instruments and technology, will give a more accurate reading.
Something that our customers are always concerned about is the accuracy of the measurement of the water meter. We do get complaints from time to time, and we are always looking for means and ways to ensure that those complaints would be reduced as much as possible. And one of the things that solid state meters bring to the table is improved accuracy in the measurement. And it gives us much better information relating to particular customers. We'll be able to detect usage patterns.
The NWC president was speaking in an interview with JIS News. And students sitting the 2016 Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, will have a choice of 7 schools for placement at the secondary level. This up from the 5 school choices of previous years. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the first 5 choices can be schools located anywhere on the island. However, the 6th and 7th choices require parents to choose 2 high schools that are near to the primary school the student currently attends. Reverend Thwaite says the ministry has provided a list of the high school clusters near primary schools. The education minister made the disclosure while speaking at a Leadership in Education Award ceremony at the Retrieve All-Age School in Westmoreland recently. Primary schools are now registering students for GSAT, the Placement Examination for Secondary Education. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.